Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. My guest this morning is Mr. Frank Bibble, who is a local naturalist, freelance naturalist, and environmental educator. Frank, welcome to the Nature of Things.
Thank you, John.
Frank, we've been talking about Baltimore Woods, and of course, Baltimore Woods is really set up to show lifestyle and land use practices over through the ages, starting really with the Native American. But we don't have much about the Native American there, and I understand that you're putting together a program to take care of that.
That's true, John. I am putting a program together to somewhat explain the lifestyle of the local Native American.
Okay, but that would include Iroquois, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, well, what kind of things do you propose to do out there?
The major part of the project involves the building of a bark house, or wigwam.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be accomplished with the use of stone tools and natural materials. We want this to be as authentic as possible, and we want to start the project using no metal tools, no modern tools.
In other words, you're going to build native-type tools to do it.
That's right. We're going to build the tools first and then cut down the trees, the saplings, to build a frame and whatnot.
I see. Well, in order to show the lifestyle, of course, you've got to have more than just the bark house. What other things do you plan to have?
Well, one of the things that we plan to have is a weir. It's actually a fish trap, and we have a stream running right through the area, and we plan to build a fish trap right in the stream.
Well, I know that the Iroquois did some gardening too. Do you plan to have that included?
Right, we will have an Aboriginal garden. We will attempt to grow the traditional crops such as corn and beans and pumpkins or squash.
Okay, what's Aboriginal?
Well, Aboriginal means primitive, basically.
Yeah, one of the things that has impressed me is the way you've made yourself a lot of Native American-style tools. You're going to show them how to do that, too? Or are they going to show you?
Well, so far as I know, we'll be working together. I suppose that some of the youngsters will have some knowledge of how to make their own tools, but I have done extensive research in that area, and I will be showing them quite a bit also.
Well, once this is set up, how do you foresee using it?
Well, it will be set up, and I will use the resources of two Native American groups in the area. Hopefully we'll get the youngsters, Native American youngsters, involved in the actual building of the project. And once the project is completed, it will serve as an educational facility for both the Native American groups and for the local public.
So that adds to what's available at Baltimore Woods. Now you can see a number of different stages in lifestyle development of America. What are those stages anyway?
Well, starting with the latest and regressing, we have a pre-Civil War house. Then we also have a frontier log cabin, and before that, then, of course, you would have the Indian-style wigwam. And you can see a logical progression from one type of housing to another.
Yeah, so in a sense, people can really see how the American lifestyle developed and how it made use of the land. That's really the purpose, I guess, of Baltimore Woods. Frank, since you've come here, you've gotten involved in a number of different groups and teaching them about lifestyle, especially Indian lifestyle. What kind of things have you worked with?
I've worked with local school groups, garden clubs, sportsmen's groups, and Boy Scouts.
Well, that shows there's a pretty broad interest in what you're doing, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing this with us, Frank. I think it's very interesting, and I certainly think the people who are listening in will find it that way, too. That's all we have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.